Welcome to the 2 Minute Disciple Podcast with your host, Nick Euler. 2 minutes of discovery leads to a lifetime of following Jesus. Hey, everybody, welcome to the podcast. I'm Nick, and we continue to move forward each and every day, one step at a time, reading through the Gospels. So today we are on Matthew chapter 20, and we are in the God's Word translation. So let's go ahead and dive right in. The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out at daybreak to hire workers for his vineyard. After agreeing to pay the workers the usual day's wages, he sent them to work in his vineyard. About 9 a.m., he saw others standing in the marketplace without work. He said to them, "Work in my vineyard, and I'll give you whatever is right." So they went. He went out again about noon and 3 p.m. and did the same thing. About 5 p.m., he went out and found some others staying around. He said to them, "Why are you standing here all day without work?" "No one has hired us," they answered him. He said to them, "Work in my vineyard." When evening came, the owner of the vineyard told the supervisor, "Call the workers and give them their wages. Start with the last and end with the first." Those who started working at 5 p.m. came and each received a day's wages. When those who had been hired first came, they expected to receive more, but each of them received a day's wages. Although they took it, they began to protest to the owner. They said, "These last workers have only worked 1 hour, yet you treated us all the same, even though we worked hard all day under the sun." The owner said to one of them, "Friend, I'm not treating you unfairly. Didn't you agree with me on a day's wages? Take your money and go. I want to give this last worker as much as I gave you. Can I do that with my own money, or do you resent my generosity towards others?" In this way, the last will be first, and the first will be last. When Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem, he took the 12 apostles aside and said to them privately, "We're going to Jerusalem. There the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and scribes. They will condemn him to death and hand him over to foreigners. They will make fun of him, whip him, and crucify him. But on the third day, he'll be brought back to life." Then the mother of Zebedee's sons came to Jesus with her two sons. She bowed down in front of him to ask him for a favor. "What do you want?" he asked her. She said to him, "Promise that one of my sons will sit at your right and the other at your left in your kingdom." Jesus replied, "You don't realize what you're asking. Can you drink the cup I'm going to drink?" "We can," they told him. Jesus said to them, "You will drink my cup, but I don't have the authority to grant you to sit on my right or my left. My Father has already prepared these positions for certain people." When the other 10 apostles heard about this, they were irritated at the two brothers. Jesus called the apostles and said, "You know that the rulers of the nations have absolute power over people. Their officials have absolute authority over people. But that's not the way it's going to be among you. Whoever wants to become great among you will be your servant. Whoever wants to be the most important among you will be your slave. He didn't come so that others could serve him. He came to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many people." As they were leaving Jericho, a large crowd followed Jesus. Two blind men were sitting by the road. When they heard that Jesus was passing by, they shouted, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us." The crowd told them to be quiet, but they shouted even louder, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us." Jesus stopped and called them. "What do you want me to do for you?" he asked. They told him, "Lord, we want you to give us our eyesight back." Jesus felt sorry for them, so he touched their eyes. Their sight was restored at once, and they followed him. Today I want us to ponder one question. It's a question that Jesus asked the blind men. What do you want me to do for you? I just want you to think and ponder on that question today. Jesus is asking you, what do you want me to do for you? So take some time today and just think on that question and pray to Jesus and just talk to him about that question. What is it that you want him to do in your life? And just talk to him about it. So would you pray with me? Dear Holy Father, thank you so much for Jesus. Lord, as we ponder this question today, what do you want me to do for you? Help us just to come up with that answer, what it is that we want you to do, and just to talk to you about it. Bring those desires and to bring our feelings to you. Lord, thank you so much for being there, for listening to us. and having mercy on us. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining me today on the podcast. Make sure that you come back tomorrow. I'll see you then.